The Chicago Blackhawks find themselves up in the land of 10,000 lakes tonight as they re-engage a division rival who may end up being one of the more underrated teams in the upcoming playoffs. After fortifying their lineup with a mid-season trade, the Minnesota Wild will be a tough nut to crack for the Blackhawks here tonight. But with their moms along on the trip and with 30 games left to go, the boys will have no choice but to be at their best. And we're underway here in the Twin Cities. Loose puck sent to the near boards. Louis Crevier fires. And Volstead makes the save. Loose puck in the slot. And the Creasy score! It's shoveled into the Minnesota net by Teuvo Teravainen on his first shift back after missing six games with injury. And the Blackhawks take a 1-0 lead on the Minnesota Wild. Kind of a scramble in the crease off of that Crevier blast. Good things happen, Steve, when you fire the puck on goal. Good to see that he's back in the game, and hopefully for the Blue Jackets fans, he'll make a big difference. Now Ryan Donato makes a difference. He shoots and scores from the top of the crease. Let's a wrist shot go. That's his first goal in 11 games. And Donato, the former Wild player, has now made it 2-0 in favor of the Hawks. Vlasic takes the puck away from Kaprizov. He'll bank it up the left wing side into the Wild zone. Ilya Mikheyev there. Shoots, he scores! Ilya Mikheyev with a hard snapshot. Beats Volstead. Looked like it hit him or hit the post on the inside on the glove side and ricocheted back into the Wild net. It's now 3-0 in favor of the Hawks. Here's Trennan into the Hawks zone down the right wing, firing a shot. He scores. So no shutout for Spencer Knight here tonight. Yakov Trennan took the puck after it had been turned over at the Wild blue line and skated into the Hawk zone down the right wing. He let a 2-on-1 break in the process and decided to shoot the puck. It's 3-1 in favor of the Hawks. Here's Quinn Hughes firing from the high slot. They score. This was stopped by Spencer Knight. Joel Eriksson-Ek at the top of the crease fought off a check and shot the puck into the Hawk net. It's a game now. Hawks lead 3-2 with 16:03 left in the third. Boldy into the Hawk zone. Feather right circle. Spurgeon shot it toward the front of the net. Look out! Turned out of there. They score! Jared Spurgeon down beside the Hawk net as the Hawks were outnumbered around their goal crease. Spencer Knight was able to stop the initial volley, but the puck came free. And Spurgeon right there with a little backhanded tap, center home. 3-3 the score with 2:01 left in the third. Spurgeon to the Hawks blue line will dump it lazily down the boards behind the net to the near corner. And Crevier will pin it to the dasher as the horn sounds, ending regulation. Hughes with a pass, Boldy over the Hawk line to Johansson. Right circle moves in and fires. Butterfly save is made by Knight as Kaiser goes tumbling into the Hawk post, knocking it off of its moorings. Puck ricochets to center ice. 2 seconds left in OT, and Eriksson-Ek had the puck poke-checked away at the Hawk blue line by Bedard as overtime ends, and now they'll decide it in the shootout. So here's Kirill Kaprizov. Kaprizov 1-for-5. Takes the puck at center ice. Cuts in over the Hawk line to the right circle. Cuts back to the slot and shoots and scores. Ryan Donato got a score to keep the Hawks in it. He had a goal earlier. Takes the puck at center ice. Over the Wild line right wing. Cuts back to the slot and shoots. Kicked out by Volstead. And the Minnesota Wild win this one in the shootout. They had to come from way behind, erase a 3-goal deficit, which they did. And they end up winning in the shootout. The final score, the Wild 4 and the Hawks 3.